This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it, and I find myself staying up late to catch all the action. I can't be dragging the next morning. That's why I go for a 5-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or when my favorite team is playing late. With over 15 flavors to choose from, like watermelon, tropical burst, blue raspberry, peach mango, and more, there's a flavor for everyone. On their website, you have the option to build your own 12-pack or 24-pack and have it delivered right to your door. And if you're out and about, you can always pick up a 5-hour energy shot at your local grocery or convenience store. They're everywhere. 5-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before the next tip-off.
Hey, it's Jim Costa with Cash the Ticket. It's March, so Mike Valeni and I are all over the tournament again this year. There's just nothing like betting in March. Breakdowns of every region and every game. From conference tournaments to the Final Horn, we'll have the picks and the plays on every single game. Cinderella spotlights, upset alerts, and some of that value for the last team standing. It's tourney time, so hunker down and bet the board with us. Subscribe and listen to Cash the Ticket in the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Time of the day. The Daily Mock at 1 o'clock. We dive in to the internet where there's an endless supply of mock drafts, and we find a new one and discuss what the Eagles are doing, of course, this time with the 32nd pick in the 2025 NFL draft, which I believe is 4 weeks away. I think 4 weeks from today, we're reacting to the first round. It's 4 weeks from yesterday. All right. Latest one, Matt Miller, ESPN. Let's go through some of these. You, number one overall, no surprise, Cam Ward, quarterback, Miami to the Tennessee Titans. Number two, I think we saw this the other day as well. Abdul Carter, edge rusher, Penn State to the Browns, which means the Browns pass on a quarterback at number two. At number three, the Giants take that quarterback. Shedeur Sanders, quarterback out of Colorado. Number four, the Patriots select Travis Hunter, corner slash wide receiver, Colorado. Number five, Mason Graham, defensive tackle to the Jaguars. All right, Hugh, let's scroll down to number 32. And with the 32nd pick in the 2025 NFL draft, the Philadelphia Eagles select Donovan Ezeraku, edge rusher.
Ezeraku.
You know, I first saw the name yesterday. I thought this would be a tough one to pronounce. But once you hear it, you nailed it on the break there.
Yeah. Ezeraku. Yeah, surprise. I should have did it on the air because nobody's going to believe me.
Yeah.
Whenever I said it, they're going to believe I got it right.
I don't even believe it.
Yeah, I didn't do it on the air.
Well, his name is Donovan Ezeraku. He's an edge rusher. He's actually a local kid. Williamstown, New Jersey. Comes from Boston College. Hugh, what do you think? He is a 3-4 edge rusher, and he had 16.5 sacks last year.
That's
at
pretty impressive. That's pretty impressive. If I'm not mistaken, was it last year or probably maybe a year before that? I saw Boston College play. I think it was it Florida? Was it last year? One of those years, and because the quarterback was Castellanos.
It was last year. They won the opener at Florida State.
Yeah, they played Florida State. They played them pretty tough.
Well, you may have noticed him because that night.
That's what I was about to say. That's what I remember about that game. Because there was two things that stuck out. It was him and the quarterback's last name is Castellanos.
Mm-hmm.
And I just like, I ain't never knew a black Castellanos before.
Now you know one.
Now I know. Well, I don't know him, but you know, yeah, it was Castellanos. But yeah.
Do you like Ezeraku?
I like the name, and I like the fact that they were hunting that night. They were hunting because Florida State, granted, they had a rough season, but the fact that Boston College got after them like that, they had a pretty good football team. Because the coach from Temple, their coach, if I'm not mistaken, was at Temple. He was Temple's coach.
You're talking about the BC coach?
Yes.
I can't remember.
It might be running together for me, but either he came from Temple or came from Boston College or whatever. No, Bill O'Brien.
Bill O'Brien.
Okay, yeah, but no, I remember watching that game.
So I think I know why Hugh likes Donovan Ezeraku.
there's some kinship here because the knock on him is that he's a little short.
The T-Rex arm.
Yeah. I don't know how long his arms are, but he's shorter than... Because these pass rushers, I mean, you know, Hugh, the edge rushers come out 6'4", 6'5".
Yeah, they're big dudes.
He's listed at 6'2", 247, which means he's probably 6'1", or whatever he is. Yeah. So he's a little shorter than your typical first-round edge rusher.
Yeah, he is. He's not that typical guy. So, yeah. I like that, man. But they got after it. I remember watching that Florida State game. They got after it. They really, really did.
Just another guy that Hugh Douglas paved the way for.
Little guys.
You're going to take the credit for Ezeraku?
No.
Another shrimp.
Unbelievable. shrimp Douglas
on the,
over here.
Put another shrimp on the Barbie.
Yeah. Look, 34-inch arms, actually. That's pretty good. So he doesn't have T-Rex arms. He's
not a little T-Rex.
He's a shrimp, but not a T-Rex. All right. Donovan Ezeraku, the 32nd pick in the latest NFL mock draft. So as we started this week, what have we had? We've had some defensive linemen, right? Walter Nolan was our first one.
Running back.
Did we have a running back? Not in the first round, did we?
We had a running back.
Not yet.
Didn't have a running back. Are you sure?
Are you spoiling our next mock draft?
We had the wide receiver. Luther Burden.
We did, because it was a runner.
I think it was one of the drafts we were looking at. It included second and third round picks, and Jaden Blue was their second round pick.
Okay, that's what it was.
Yeah.
Right.
And we had talked to Elliot about Jaden Blue. We haven't quite seen them in the first round yet. We'll continue them every day, 1 o'clock, leading up to the NFL draft. All right, let's go to the phone lines here. 215-592-9494. You can react to the Daily Mock, of course, and the Phillies here. Do you like what you saw yesterday? Tom in the Northeast has a take on the Shadows. Hey, Tom.
Hey, good morning, Hugh, Joe, Kyle.
Hey, Tom. What's up?
I totally agree with – I'm on Kyle's side. Those 19 strikeouts were horrible. 4 by Marsh, 4 by Realmuto. Now they're the Shadows. They can't play in the cold weather. Now it's the Shadows. I'm happy they won.
All these Hugh Douglas excuses.
To be fair, Tom, the only person making the cold weather excuse is Hugh. No one else is doing that. It's not cold.
And I also agree Romano should be in jail. Walker's in jail, but he's on work release for a start.
Guilty! Yeah. They're letting Walker out to make a start.
Yeah. Work release. That is crazy.
Yeah, Tom, I know it's one game, and it's probably an overreaction. I just didn't like what I saw to Romano yesterday. He just looked like the stuff was
flat.
He's
in jail?
Yeah, he's in jail.
Yeah, totally agree. And the venue, mm-hmm. I just wanted to tack on to what somebody called earlier about the Iron Pigs. May 5th and 6th, they have 11 o'clock in the morning games on those two dates. You could see if you can try and broadcast while that game's going on.
Oh, that'd be fun.
Wait a minute, what now?
They have 11 a.m. broadcasts at the Iron Pigs.
It's a nice little ride, don't you?
Yeah, that's only about an hour.
And Hugh, it's hard to find something up there not made with bacon.
I would think it's made for you, Hugh. I mean,
like bacon, though.
I know you do. You can meet Chris P. Bacon.
But is it Hatfield?
Well, we'd have to check in on that. Tom, good one. We'll get you down for another Iron Pigs, Justin. He's just jumping on the other one. But, yeah, if the Iron Pigs want to invite us up, sure.
I'll go.
I mean, if you get
bacon.
I mean, they're going to give you a free hoodie and some bacon.
You know how to speak my language, don't you? The free hoodie and the bacon. I'm in.
I mean, it seems like it's pretty easy to get you to go up there. I mean, free hoodie, bacon, some baseball.
We do know that he was a sellout.
I'm not a sellout. I like hoodies.
All I said to you was you'd get a free hoodie and bacon. You're like, where do I got to go? What's the address?
I do like hoodies.
Well, and they have some good ones because I mean, their whole thing is bacon. All right. Evan in Telford's up. What's up, Evan?
Hey, how's it going, guys?
Good,
love
Evan.
Your show, by the way.
Thank you, Evan. We appreciate you being part of it. So what are you thinking today?
All right. So I think this is the first mock draft that got it right all week. So picking an offensive guard, I'm with Kyle on that one. That was insane. I think the wide receiver's insane because we already have Jahan Dotson. We traded a whole third-round pick for him. I mean, it was like the first big shot in the Super Bowl. I mean, clearly they have a plan for this guy. I don't think we're taking a slot receiver. And honestly, this Donovan guy, I don't know how to say his last name.
Ezeraku.
Okay, thank you. And I think he has potential. I mean, if you just watch the tape, he gets off the edge real quick, sets the edge. He'd be great in Vic Fangio's system. Yeah, I think Vic would love him.
I agree with you. And I think of all the ones we've done this week, and you mentioned Luther Burden, the receiver, and, of course, the guard out of North Dakota State that caused Kyle to flip out.
Gray, this is something gray.
Gary Zeal or something?
I wouldn't flip out.
Yeah, you did. But, Evan, this one does make the most sense. And, look, they lost BG and they lost Sweat off the edge. They need another edge guy. Even if you feel good about Nolan and Jalix, we still need another edge guy.
Yeah, we need a third guy. I mean, Josh Uche and Azeez Ojulari. They're both great, but I don't know. I don't trust them. I mean, Uche got benched like halfway through the season by Spags, and Spags knows what he's talking about. I mean, it's Vic Fangio, defensive coordinator one, and right underneath him is Spags at number two, in my opinion. And I think if Spags is benching him at 2.5 sacks, I mean, clearly he can't be that great, you know?
Yeah, there's some things. I was also reading something about Uche that late in the tenure with Belichick there, he started to bother him too. He just, I don't know if he was kind of freelancing or, because he has ability. I mean, he had three years ago, yeah. He had 11 sacks. So, yeah, I'm with you. And look, I think the contracts they gave at Elliott, Evan, too, both Uche and Ojulari are telling, like they didn't give him multi-year deals. It's one-year flyers. So I think you're right that an edge rusher makes a lot of sense. All right, Evan, what do you got for us for a sports venue we should check out?
Wells Fargo Center.
Wells Fargo Center.
They're right down the street, Hondo. We go there all the time.
Evan, good phone call. Good we job. Appreciate you being part of the show. That one
to watch what? The Sixers?
Yeah, Kyle.
He didn't go to a concert.
He didn't rub Kyle the wrong way.
Well, I mean, when you say it,
he was flummoxed when you asked him because he lost his train of thought.
I prepared him for the question.
Hold on, yeah, like I knew he wanted to give an answer. He chose that answer.
No, so on the phone, he told me Wrigley, and I said, you know, you might want to think of another one. Someone took that.
His pivot was
terrible.
Yeah, he was flummoxed.
Fargo Center.
You could tell he was flummoxed. He was flummoxed on that one.
Go to the place you've been 15, 20, 30 times already.
I never knew a pontificator was like you said.
Pompously.
I didn't know it was that.
Well,
Yeah.
People that are in like a perched above you or like a professor, they pontificate. I get it now. Because like someone, you kind of think of like you're smug if you're pontificating.
Yeah, my opinion means more than yours.
Yeah, that's deep.
As we laugh.
heartily laugh.
Yeah. Okay.
Should be a warning for everyone to stop taking me seriously.
I haven't, you know, I know.
It is crazy, though. It happens on a daily basis.
What, laughing at each other?
No, I'm just saying it's like it's entertainment, but people get in their feelings. Like
I thought
a lot.
Of a nickname, by the way, for Ezeraku.
Seriously? I'm talking about him seriously not getting in
feelings. I thought you were that surprised they gave him a nickname for Ezeraku.
Okay, what's the nickname?
The Rock.
No.
What do you mean, no?
No.
If Ezeraku gets drafted and people can't pronounce his name or look at it and they're not sure, what's wrong with The Rock?
I like The Rock.
No.
As a pass rusher, defensive guy?
No.
You know what? You're just being defiant for no reason.
I'm just saying. It just
you come up with a nickname for, what's his first name?
What's
Donovan?
Wrong with it?
Yeah, what's wrong with The Rock?
Ezeraku, The Rock. I'm assuming that Ezeraku is an African name. I'm assuming that.
Okay.
So I call him the Angry African.
Yeah. What do you think happens if I say that?
You can say that.
That's no.
We sit here saying exciting whites all day long. We live in a world where
you're trying to see me get in trouble on a
that's
Friday.
Not, I do not want. You know angry that's African. Not gonna fly.
Yeah, I'm thinking of angry African. It's cool.
No.
Imagine if I said not. That. Like, you guys, I thought of a cool nickname for Donovan Ezeraku.
Yeah, I probably should.
And I repeat what you just said.
That's going to be a major problem for Julio.
Probably should have workshopped that word.
Well, you know what the problem is now? If they draft him, people are going to call him like, Hugh, you gave him the nickname. Yeah. They're going to start saying it. Kyle's going to dump it.
I almost want to dump it. Like, that can't catch on.
Yeah.
Because I don't want to be repeating
The exciting whites caught on.
But that's tongue in cheek.
Yeah, like we know
it's
why.
The same, it's the same thing.
You're really gonna play dumb here?
Yeah, a little bit.
Okay.
A little bit.
As long as we're
at least you're admitting it.
It's serving me well at this moment. It's not that bad. It's not that bad.
Can't wait to get this kid off the training
you're
camp.
Fine. Just say it.
Hey, it's not that bad.
Coming
go
up next
it.
To training camp, Donovan Ezeraku. We'll tell him about when we gave him a nickname and we got ourselves in trouble. Tyler in Delaware, what's up, Tyler?
Waiting for Rod to walk in here.
I know. It's unbelievable. Tyler, what's up?
Hey. What's going on, y'all?
What's going on,
what's
there?
Up?
You and Joe couldn't have led this in with Kyle into a better segue because I told Kyle, I first of all want to apologize yesterday because, Hugh, I went back and I laughed so hard with you, brother, when I was doing the speech and you didn't know what the second P I said was during the pump up.
What was the second P?
And it was so funny. So the three P's were supposed to be persistence, precision, and performance.
Okay, persistence.
But I was saying precision in their power, and I went back and listened with my dad and my Uncle Rodney. We were laughing so hard. It sounded like I said pushing, pressing, pissing. I was like,
I didn't want to. I didn't want to say it because that's why I kept saying, "Wait a minute, what did he say?" Because it didn't sound like I know what you said.
I
wanted to hear it again, though.
I don't know if that's something Kyle can add to the drop board, but that was like my Chuck from Mount Airy moment when he was doing the Eagles chant and he put multiple L's instead of the A when he was doing that on Marks and Reese a couple years ago.
You know what I appreciate, though, Tyler? You powered through. Hugh tried to throw you off, and you powered
you
right
power through.
I
respect that.
No, hey, but now, Hugh, we got another entry for the Hugh bracket next year.
What's that?
He's petering out, Doug.
He's petering out.
Which kind of goes to life alert. Yeah, yeah, so he's petering out. We're at to lose him.
That ain't right.
Oh, my gosh. Well, hey, that's actually a good way to describe the Phillies yesterday, Joe, because it was almost like the Phillies were petering out towards the end of the game, but their bats came to life at the end. And I have to say, for it being the first game of the season, Hugh, of all things, I was driving on 95. I was hauling heavy down to Aberdeen, and I'm on my way home, and Kevin Stocker and Scott Fransky did such a good job at describing how Mackenzie Gore was keeping guys off balance. And I told Kyle that as much as we can nitpick about them striking out 19 times, it is still March. So these aren't just blatant hacks that these guys are taking. The pitching competition is much more different in Major League Baseball than the same pitching that they were seeing down in Florida.
Oh, of course. Oh, especially, yeah. I mean, right. I mean, then they face a, and Gore isn't great yet, but he's an opening day pitcher with some pedigree. I mean, he's got good stuff. I'm not surprised with the shadows he was able to have a good day yesterday.
Yeah, and that to me, Joe, that makes me feel good because it's the first game of the year. Sometimes in the early part of the year, these games might not have the same intensity as they do once we get into the stretch run. But what really makes me feel good is that this team continued to fight. When they panned to the dugout, when Alec Boehm had that big hit in the 10th, all those guys were bought in. I mean, they all were cheering each other on. They were locked in. It didn't feel like the vibes, even though Garrett Stubbs isn't there, it didn't feel like the vibes were down. And when they needed to come through at the end of the game, they did. And that, for me, makes me really happy because, Hugh, you said you'd be happy if they went 4-2 in their first six. They need three more in the next five.
We can do that.
We can do that.
Take two of three from Washington and do the same thing coming back here, which, again, the forecast doesn't sound that great for Monday, but this team's going to get off to a good start, and that's what hopefully is going to propel us to leading the NL East early.
Now we're talking. Tyler, what do you got for us? A sports venue we should go to?
All right, so this is a place, Hugh, don't worry, you don't have to drive 11 hours to go here, but Litos Field at Ripken Stadium. It's right off of I-95. It was right near where I was yesterday. It's a 6,300-seat stadium where the High A team plays for the Baltimore Orioles.
The Iron Birds, right?
Free,
the Iron Birds.
Free parking.
Yeah, I've been there.
The Iron Birds. I did not know this, Joe, but since it's opened June 18th, 2002, they have sold out every home game for the last 22 years and counting.
Wow.
And they say what an amazing experience it is for baseball fans of all ages. So that would be my pick. And boys, have an awesome weekend.
Have a great weekend, Tyler. Week. Good stuff, man. I've been in that park.
Didn't happen to the end of the show today.
Fun little park. Oh, your phone going off?
It's every day.
I know.
It didn't happen to them. So.
Oh, what happens in the 1 o'clock hour? Does it count?
Well, I mean, I'm just saying. At least it didn't happen to them. So.
1 o'clock does get a little.
Yeah, well.
On a Friday.
Well, I mean, almost any day, but certainly on a Friday. Ken from Cineminson is up. Hey, Ken.
Good afternoon, gentlemen. How are you today?
Hey, Ken. What's up?
I love your, I love the mock draft calls where you got people calling up talking about how bad they want a guy they've never seen play football in his life.
But he's got a good name, doesn't he? Donovan Ezeraku just sounds like a pass rusher, Ken.
Yeah, but Hugh, he's actually from Thailand. It's not African.
Okay. Right.
So you've saved Ezeraku, us from this mess of a nickname that you tried
to thank you.
That.
Thank you, Ken.
I just made that up. I have no idea.
Kid, damn it, don't do that. I'm going to look it up now.
So the shadows were a thing, okay? It's hard to hit what you can't see, and hitting major league pitching is hard enough already. And, you know, Mackenzie Gore is a good pitcher. The way this team is constructed, they're always going to strike out 8, 9, 10 times a game. They just are. This notion that this approach means that they're now going to prioritize putting the ball in play more. Organizationally, they don't prioritize putting the ball in play. All you have to do is look at the roster. Look at the lineup. The priority is clear. They want to slug the baseball. And so they're willing to take their strikeouts. I was very happy that I didn't hear, even with 19 strikeouts, and look, the Nationals struck out 14 times yesterday. Mm-hmm. So the shadows were a thing. There were 33 strikeouts in that game. Under normal circumstances, that's probably a 10 strikeout game for the Phillies, which you kind of just, you know, don't even bat your eye at. Like, yeah, I struck out 10 times again. You know, day ends in a Y. They struck out 10 times yesterday. So, you know, I didn't hear any of the Gabe Kapler, you know, gushing over a guy who never put a ball in play, but, you know, saw 35 pitches from the manager. And that's when I was completely out on Gabe Kapler, when he talked about what a great game J.P. Crawford had in Milwaukee because he saw 42 pitches.
Oh, I remember that well. I remember that day well. That was wild.
Yeah, that's when I was like, all right, this is not the game I grew up with. So, you know, if you're expecting a team that's going to go out there and you know, move, like Brandon Marsh, if he had actually gotten that bunt down, he probably wouldn't have run to first base himself because he would not have known what to do because he would have been so shocked that he got the bunt down in play. So it's almost like Rob Thompson at that felt like, well, this is what everybody wants to see out of us, so we're going to try and bunt this guy over to third base with less than two outs in the 10th inning with you know, in extra innings here because this is what, you know, the baseball purists say we're supposed to do. Brandon Marsh had no prayer of putting that bunt down. He had no prayer of putting the ball in play. And, you know, it's just, this is the way the team is constructed. So I wouldn't get too over the top worried about the fact that they struck out 19 times yesterday. We're probably not going to be playing any playoff games in Washington in October, so you don't have to worry about that, Kyle, even at 4 o'clock in the afternoon.
Ken, this happened to us at Citi Field against the Mets in October. What are you talking about?
It had nothing to do with the sun. It had to do
the shadows had nothing to do with the sun?
No, the outcome in Citi Field had nothing to do with the shadows. It was because they just – John and I have refused to throw them strikes, and they refused to let them walk them.
Okay, but Ken, if this game – if we're going to chalk up 19 strikeouts to the sun, what happens if it does happen in October again? We're just chalking it up again and it's fine?
I just said, I'm not telling you that all 19 of them were because of the sun. Under normal circumstances, that's your typical 10-strikeout Phillies game, and you don't think anything of it.
Okay, but you're telling me not to be over-the-top worried, but then in the same breath saying this is who the team is. That worries me.
Well, then you should be worried.
I am.
You should have been worried all along because This is the construction of the team that I have described as fatally flawed for a couple of years now.
Okay, but you sound like you're okay with that.
I think he's accepted it.
Yeah, I'm not getting all wrapped up in the 19 strikeouts.
Yeah, and I'm there too with the 19. I thought the shadows were. I mean, the one thing, and Ken, you're right. It's not just about pitches taken, but at least because they had better at bats, because they didn't swing at the first pitch, they were able to get that pitch number for Gore up to where he was out after six, and then they got into the underbelly of a bad Nationals bullpen. If they could do that and get good starting pitchers out after five or six, they'll score some runs off of bad bullpens. They'll do that.
This is the way they win games. I mean, this is a team that won 95 games last year, and it's the same guys. So I don't know what – if you were expecting to see the 1985 St. Louis Cardinals out there, you know, hitting the ball hard on the ground and running fast, it's – You probably need to go
Vince
back.
Vince Coleman, Ozzie Smith, Jack Clark?
That's right.
I don't know
That's
if I was expecting that. I was at least hoping that, you know, maybe they wouldn't strike out 19 times on opening day.
I don't know if we can get Vince Coleman.
After the whole thing of leading the league in walks in spring training.
We tried to teleport. That was crazy.
Go up, Kyle. No place to go but up.
Well, that's true, unless we strike out 20 tomorrow. Ken, give us a venue we should go to.
I'm going to go a little different. Everybody's going stadiums and arenas and stuff. Well, I tell you what, if you have not gone to see the Masters at Augusta, there is no place on the face of the earth. It is hallowed ground. It's a privilege to put your feet on that ground.
It's a cool one. And I think
Augusta's nice. They got a lot of buffets in Augusta, all-you-can-eat spots.
Ken, good one. Are they the ones that have the old-school, old pricing for the food?
I think so. I think so.
If I'm got it right, I think it's where you could still get like the pimento sandwich and
But the
prices are cheap, right? Like comparative to everywhere else.
I was talking about just being in Augusta though. It's like a bunch of buffets in Augusta. Augusta's nice though. Like the Augusta, Georgia.
So you've been to Augusta but not the Masters.
I have not been to the Masters. I've been to the hotel that's by the Masters where they stay. Mm. But no, I never went. You know, that's something that Ike would rather go and have a ball.
Yeah, if I think for golf people, it's a bucket list kind of thing.
It's a mecca for golf players.
No, I think that's a good way to put it. 215-592-9494. Your phone calls here. Did you like what you saw from the Phillies yesterday? Yes or no? They did win the game, but they struck out 19 times. Plus, a few comments by Phillies that have us scratching our heads. We'll hit that next. Your phone calls. It is the Midday Show. As always, on Sports Radio 94 WIP. A great lawn is like a great sports team. It takes expertise and a little extra care to really stand out. That's where True Green comes in. They're the official lawn care treatment provider of the PGA Tour, so they know a thing or two about keeping grass looking like a fairway. Here's the best part. It's more affordable than you think, and they'll even match any competitor's price. True Green backs it all up with a satisfaction guarantee. Not happy? Well, they'll come back between visits to make it right. Don't wait. Head to truegreen.com today. Let the pros do the work while you sit back and enjoy the results.
It means no worries.
I don't give a shit.
Yes, in your days. Hakuna Matata. Oh, I messed it up.
You got the wrong line? It's like a three-line song.
I haven't seen this in a while, man.
When was the last time you saw The Lion King start to finish?
It's been a while.
Like 10 years, 15 years, like 20 years?
Yeah.
I'm good for a good watch of The Lion King whenever it's on or we put it on. All right,
Somebody told me Mufasa was on Disney.
They have a new Mufasa movie.
Yeah, right? I haven't seen that one either. our new defensive end, what was his name again?
Ezeraku.
He's Nigerian. His dad's Nigerian.
Don't you try to justify what you did.
Stop the nickname.
Stop that dead in tracks. Okay. I was on point though.
You've started something that could get us in trouble. Two. He's not our new defensive end. It's a mock draft. This isn't real.
He's already here.
Our new defensive end, Donovan Ezeraku. No, he's not.
We got
Uche,
Aziz Ojulari. They could be the angry Africans. Nobody wants
they
to touch
can
that.
For you.
No one wants to touch that.
Nobody touch
don't
that.
Look at, are you crazy?
Wait a minute, but the exciting one. Okay, I'll figure out it.
People on YouTube can see Joe and I plainly.
Yeah.
We can't. We can't.
Nope.
Okay, I'll workshop that with a little bit.
Come up with something else.
You're all by yourself on this one.
I don't know if they're all Nigerian.
I would be surprised if they are.
Ezeraku's Nigerian.
Okay. You're going to look up Uche and Ojulari?
I'm going to look up the other guys.
All right. Huge weekend doing a deep dive into the New Eagles cast members' families.
Something else.
Workshop this thing right out of the show. All right. 215-592-9494. We will give out our winner the $100 gift card to Sunoco this segment. Best answer we get. We've got a lot of good ones today. Sports venue we should check out. A lot of people from here. Obviously, we were in Nats Park yesterday. That's not a good sports venue. Very blah. Bad sight lines in Natsfield, but there's a lot of great ones. We got some
shadows.
The shadows, yeah. Yeah, some unique ones, and the best answer we get by end of the show wins the prize. All right. By the way, as Kyle and Hugh referenced, WIP now live on YouTube. Subscribe to Sports Radio 94 WIP. Be sure to turn on notifications so you never miss a show here. All right, before we get back to the phones, though, we wanted to get to a couple of things Philly said yesterday that had us scratching our heads. First, You want to start with Bryce Harper here? Bryce Harper on Alec Bohm. I think, again, I think this was meant in a very complimentary way. It's just the wording was a little bit odd.
Obviously, they were real. He had a possibility of going somewhere else. And a lot of guys in here, man, including myself, we love that kid over there. He plays the game and plays it hard and understand what it takes, man. And he just needs to not put pressure on himself too much and just have fun, enjoy what he does. And what a big bat for him to come through right there.
All right, so Hugh, Bryce Harper said a lot of guys, including himself, like Alec Bohm. But he didn't say all of us. You think that's just a weird wording?
I think it's just the way that Bryce talks.
I think so, too.
Yeah. He doesn't. A lot of people, especially nowadays, are not really self-aware of some of the things that they say. Yeah. And when you bring it to their attention, they'll look at you like, what are you talking about?
What do you mean not? Because I heard, and maybe this is an us problem, maybe most rational people that had just heard it were like, yeah, they all love Alec Bohm. We heard it, we're like, wait a second.
My trained ear.
No, because he said, to be fair, because we're in a business where a lot of times we pick apart what's being said.
Yeah.
Because we try to interpret what you're trying to say. And for a lot of people, they don't put that much thought in sometimes into what they say.
Oh, so we're long thinking.
Well, no, it's not your long thinking. It's like you hear it and you're like, okay, what does that mean? Because we're trained to hang on every word.
Yeah.
So when you say everybody, even me, that sounds weird. That's not the way most people talk.
You're right about this. Someone asked me recently, like, what's different, like, doing our job versus just being a regular sports fan? And that was one of the first things I said, like, I mentioned the Sixers, like when they were good. I'd watch halftime to see what Barkley said about Embiid because we're going to use that.
Right.
Like,
it just, right.
Yeah, it just changes. It probably meant nothing. It was just kind of weird.
Yeah, sure. It's just sometimes there's a little more, I guess, like clues or
Hugh's clues?
It's like, well, no. Bryce's clues. But like said, it almost feels like coded and maybe not in an intentional way.
Yeah.
But I feel like the easiest thing for him to have said there was just, we love Alec Bohm here.
Yeah, simple. But it's,
just it's, we yeah, would have he, covered the entire
he
team.
Is, he's loved in this clubhouse.
Yeah. Yeah. Right. Now, like a lot of guys. If I were walking around and I'm talking to somebody about work, they're like, what do you guys think of Hugh? And I'm like, a lot of us love you.
Yeah,
but that's probably I wouldn't read into that because that's probably the case.
Right.
Well, I would have read it the way you presented
it. Yeah, right.
Yeah, like everybody don't like you, man. I mean, that's fine because you're not supposed to like all your coworkers.
But you see what I'm saying, though.
Yeah, I definitely see what
like,
you're saying.
Like, what do you guys think of Joe? Oh, a lot of us like him.
You know, I actually was reading something recently that I forget the ratio. It might be 70-30. You actually in life should have a 70-30 split between people that like you and don't. If everyone likes you, you're too nice. If everyone hates you, you're obviously a jerk.
Well, screw the 30%.
Yeah. But you need the 30. You got to piss off 30% of the people. All right. Let's get to the other one that was said yesterday. And this one, I mean, what's this guy talking about? Max Kepler after the game. Let's listen to him.
I think we're just as hungry as any other year. You know, I don't want to give away too much when it comes to our approach and how we're going to attack the other teams. But I mean, I think everything that happened last year and the years prior is in the past, and no one's looking back at that. We're just going to try and make the most of what we have here. But yeah, I think everyone's hungry and as excited as I am to be here and get after it.
What do you mean we're just as hungry as any other year? He just got here. He just arrived. This was his first game yesterday. He's talking as if he's been here for years. You think he's just trying to assimilate?
And initially when I heard it, I thought he meant as baseball players, just in the general speaking.
Right. No, but he meant the Phillies.
Then he started, I guess he's not pontificating. He just started long talking. And he started talking about, it made it sound like he'd been here for a while.
I almost forgot that he just got here when he heard it. When I heard it, I was like, oh, yeah, he's been here a while. No, he's been here for 5 seconds.
three for three, too, by the way, Joe.
They're all?
All three from Nigeria. All three of them have Nigerian backgrounds.
We
So we could call them Nigerian nightmares. No.
Well, that's an ode
different,
to
sure.
That's for the Christian Okoye.
Yes.
Yeah. You understand.
The new Nigerian nightmares. I think that has a way different implication. Yeah.
Nightmare and angry about the same thing to me.
No, it means they're nightmares for the opponent.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But, no, but angry, no. Angry just to
okay,
mean they're
I got
angry.
You, yeah. That's not right. I see the correlation
yeah.
now.
Okay. I'm glad it took you 2 seconds to
yeah.
get Meanwhile,
and,
we
and again,
it,
just derailing the conversation that we're having about.
It's Friday, man.
Yeah, man.
It's Friday.
So
I ain't getting enough sleep.
I'm trying to think of like a
the game was over at 7 o'clock.
I stayed up for a little while.
What are you doing?
Oh, I stayed up.
Go ahead, Kyle.
Am I good now here?
I just wanted to double check.
My bad, you're good.
So I guess it would be like Vic Fangio coming in and being like, yeah, last year sucked. Like, that was painful for a lot of us.
You just got here.
Yeah, I'm like, no, you weren't here.
Well, that's a different perspective. I think Vic would get a pass with that.
Well, now.
I know, but he said, we're just as hungry as any other year. How do you know what happened here last year?
Well,
he has no backdrop to that.
You know what's funny? I think that if Vic said that, it would probably be looked at in that same setting. It probably would be looked at differently.
I don't know. I mean, I don't know whether I'm confused by this or respect Kepler for just trying to pretend he's been here for a few years. Work his way right
nothing
in.
Nothing ever happened.
I'm confused. What do you mean? You just like you people. What do you mean, you people?
You people. Or it's like the Uncle Phil. And you ever see the scene in Fresh Prince where he says we and he says we and he laughs and walks away? You know what I'm talking about?
Mm-mm.
If people understand the reference, it's you're not part. You weren't really here for this.
Okay, gotcha. Yeah, yeah. I know what you're saying, and I understand it, but it's just like. I thought more so when he said it initially, when he went down the rabbit hole, that's where I get with Kyler. But when he said it initially, I took it as a baseball player.
Yeah. All right. Let's go to the phones here. Lou on the cell. What's up, Lou?
Hey.
Hey,
how
Lou.
How you doing, Joe?
Good, Lou. What's up?
you and I talked last year about Alec Bohm.
Hey, Lou.
You remember?
Lou.
Yeah.
Lou.
Yeah.
Hello.
Hello.
This is Hugh.
Hi, you.
Thank you.
They don't know who he is.
Lou. Lou, so what are you thinking about?
Well, you were talking about last year about Alec Bohm,
mm-hmm.
that you wanted to get rid of, send him to Beirut or wherever the hell you wanted to send him.
Well, I just think the Cardinals or something. I don't know.
Beirut.
You want to send him to Beirut?
Okay.
No,
I didn't say that.
The Cardinals, whoever. Let me tell you something.
Mm-hmm.
The Phillies know what they got in Alec Bohm. That's why he's batting third.
Well, but they tried to trade him, Lou. They didn't want him anymore.
They didn't try to trade him. That was all BS.
No, they tried. Bryce Harper
Bryce
after the
Harper
game
literally just said
it was all real. They tried to trade him.
No, they did not.
So, Lou,
does Harper know? What the hell does Harper know?
His agent is Scott Boris, Lou. You don't think he's kind of connected?
Listen to me.
Oh,
yeah, Lou knows better than Bryce.
I'm trying to tell you.
Yeah, Lou don't even know who all on this damn show.
First of all, you.
Yes.
Are you there?
Yes, okay. I am.
Okay, you were a great player, and I admire everything you did with the
just
Eagles.
Just want to speak.
But Joe mm-hmm. don't know from straight up and down about ball players.
Mm-hmm.
He's got Alec Bohm's got a problem with his failing, and I understand that. I've been talking to Alec Bohm all winter.
You've been talking to Alec Bohm?
Absolutely.
How do you know him?
On Facebook.
Hold on a second. You've been talking to Alec Bohm on Facebook. Lou, are you sure it's the real Alec Bohm?
Yeah, because he gave me the I forget the name right now off the top of my head, but it was a special hookup to him. I'm serious now.
I'm serious either, Lou. I don't think you're talking to the real Alec Bohm. I'm being honest with you, Lou. This guy took all
you
the apps.
You don't know who he know.
I know this. Alec Bohm said he took all the apps off his phone, except he kept Lou on Facebook. This is what I'm supposed to believe? Lou, who are you talking to?
No. It wasn't Facebook. It was.
You just told me it was Facebook.
It was through Messenger and another line
it was
that
was
he
Tinder.
Uses. To talk to people. I'm serious. I talked to him. And why would you doubt me?
Did you just follow me?
Why would I call you and lie to you?
Well, Lou, you're accusing Bryce Harper of lying about the Alec Bohm trade rumors. So what did you guys talk about, Lou?
No, because
private conversations.
I'm going to tell you what we talked about.
I'm excited to hear it, Lou.
Spill the tea.
Okay. I talked to him about throwing bats and helmets and having an attitude when he fails. And he knows he's got that problem. Mm-hmm. And the Phillies, if they were that upset with him and they wanted to trade him, he'd be gone.
Well, they did bench him in the playoffs last year, Lou.
Well, they benched him because he threw his helmet and his bat. That's why they benched him.
So where did you guys go with the conversation? Is he not going to do this anymore? Has he figured this stuff out?
Well, he came close yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
I watched him. He came close yesterday. He would look like he was going to throw the bat.
I know.
But he didn't. And after he struck out, but guess what? He got two big hits in that game, and the Phillies won because of him, not because of the home runs by the two big guys.
Well, if not for the home runs, then Bohm's hits wouldn't have been able to do what they did. I mean, they needed the home runs first.
Right.
Yeah.
You're absolutely right.
I already found some common ground here.
But they didn't win the game.
No, but Bohm's hit won the game. So you're a Bohm guy, and you're happy he's here.
Absolutely.
All right.
He's going to make the All-Star team again.
Well, he did last year. He could again, sure.
Yeah, he's batting third for the Phillies. Batting third.
Well, I don't know if he's going to bat third tomorrow. He might bat fourth tomorrow.
Now you got it, Joe.
Now we got it, Lou.
You got it, buddy. Adios.
Adios, Lou. I like that.
Yeah, Lou, old school.
What do we think of Lou?
Old school.
Do we think Lou spoke to Alec Bohm this offseason?
No.
Of course. Why would he come on here and lie to you?
You're calling Lou a liar here?
No, I didn't say it was a lie. He misspoke.
He believes he spoke to Alec
Bohm. He misremembered. That's the word I wanted to use.
Well, when he started with the Facebook thing, I thought, you know, like, there's a lot of fake things out there. You think you're speaking Alec Bohm. It's an Alec Bohm fan page.
I'm
going
to venture to say Lou, talking to a fan page.
Lou's
that'd be
probably
amazing.
About north of 80, probably.
Maybe. I don't know.
It feels like Lou's setting his ways. Okay. And Lou's going to, you know, he's gonna give you a piece of his baseball.
What the hell do you know, Joe?
Yeah, basically.
I wanted to send him to Beirut, apparently. I don't even know where that came from.
The rumors were all BS.
Just wanted to trade him. Yeah, I know. They were all BS.
Don't listen to Bryce.
Except Bryce Harper yesterday said they were not BS. He acknowledged that they almost traded Alec Bohm.
They were talking about it.
Everyone knows they were real, except, you know, Bohm and what was his name?
Lou.
Lou. Let's go to Mark in Woodbury Heights. Hey, Mark.
You know what, guys? Listen. I've been listening to this show for the last hour or two. I don't care about Lou and Bohm and the shadows and all this other garbage. The bottom line is, I want to win the World Series. This team is not good enough to win the World Series. They made that guy look like Sandy Koufax yesterday. And it's the same problem that happens every single year. They swing through too many pitches. And they chase too many pitches, and I'm sick and tired of it. And this is Dombrowski's fault, and it's Thompson's fault, and there's no discipline at the plate. Okay, maybe they took some more pitches yesterday, and they took more pitches in the spring. Great! They're not good enough.
Mark,
that's it.
Mark, you want to talk to Lou?
Not good enough.
Mark, can I ask you a question real quick?
Absolutely.
Out of all, how many games did you watch yesterday? Just the Phillies?
I probably average 150 games a year with the Phillies.
No, I'm saying how many games did you watch yesterday of baseball?
I fell asleep six times, but I watched the Phillies.
So that's the only.
You can relate.
No. That's the only game.
How many times you fall asleep yesterday? Six?
The only game I could not keep my eyes open.
That's the only game you watched. She's telling you.
Okay, no, because I was about to ask you, given what you saw yesterday, how many teams do you think are capable of winning the World Series right now from this season? I ain't talking about last year. I'm talking about right now.
From this season, American League, National League, I'm going to say 8 to 10 teams.
I'd agree with that.
No, but what I'm saying is, as of yesterday, who do you think is the lot? The point that I'm trying to make is the season just started. That's what I'm trying to say.
You. The season, it doesn't matter if the season just started. This is a chronic issue with this team.
Now, Mark,
they waste good starting pitching.
They won yesterday.
Yeah,
they didn't waste it yesterday.
They did.
Wait, you. How many games do you think the Nationals are going to win this year?
That's not the point that I'm making.
The point 70 to 75.
The point that I'm making is this, is that it's a work in progress. Now, to your point,
No, it's not. This is a chronic problem with this team every year.
Mark.
They strike out.
To your point, it's a lot of similarities to last year. I give you that. But you're not going to concede that they took more pitches? They took a lot of pitches yesterday. You're not going to concede that? And that's something that last year.
They took a lot of pitches in the first half of last year as well, and they got off to a good start. But they didn't do that in the second half. Listen, zebras don't change their stripes. They are what they are. They are what they are. And you need to change the roster to a certain degree.
Overall, Mark, I agree with you. I mean, there's a debate about yesterday's game, and then there's the overall big picture. I agree on this, Joe. Yeah, you and I know. I know you are. Mark, where should we go? What's the venue we should check out?
I don't know, man. The bottom line is I just want to win the World Series.
Me
right?
too. You know what? I'm with you, Mark. Mark, you have a great weekend. Mark, Lou and Mark back-to-back was
a lot.
Dynamic.
We've had some wild calls.
And now we go to Joe in the Northeast. What's up, Joe?
Hey, Joe. You, Kyle, how you doing?
Joe, we're good. What are you feeling?
I was telling Kyle, 3 years ago, there were free agent shortstops out there. Trey Turner, Xander Bogaerts, Dansby Swanson, and Correa. And eventually, all four of them were signed to play shortstop. Okay, but last year, where did Xander Bogaerts play?
They moved him off of shortstop to second base.
Right. And Kim played shortstop.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what ticks me off about this team. They are showing me that they really don't want to win, because they're catering to big-name players. If this Dickerson, their fielding coach, is worth his salt, he knows that Stott would be a better shortstop, and Turner would be probably a very good second baseman. But they won't do that. So let's get off of that, okay? Taiwan Walker. You guys know that maybe I'm the only one or one of a very few people that has his jersey.
Very few, yes.
All right, okay. I think I'm a loyal person. Okay?
Oh, I'm Cal Stevenson.
And in 23, Taiwan Walker won 15 ball games for that team.
I don't give a shit.
Of the five starters, he had the fourth best. He had a better ERA than Nola.
Yeah.
I don't give a shit.
And close to Suarez, who was, I think, number three. And what did they do? They leave him off the
Well, they
the
did, yeah. And then he got
Michael
mad,
Lorenzen.
And he was tweeting about
Come on,
it. And Lorenzen, yeah. And Joe, we love you, and we'll continue the conversation next week when he pitches. We do have to. This segment was bananas. We have to reward a winner here, $100 gift card to Sunoco gas stations. All right, what do we got? What was our favorite one for a venue?
Porta Potty Run, baby.
Porta Potty Run.
That was funny.
Who was that?
Churchill Downs. It was Mark in Delaware.
Mark in Delaware. You are the winner today. All right, everyone, have yourself a great weekend. Enjoy the Phillies tomorrow. Today, the rest of the day, we could decompress after yelling about 19 strikeouts. We got a baseball game tomorrow and Sunday. We'll talk to you on Monday. Afternoon show next on Sports Radio 94 WIP.
Go Phillies!